So I am unwilling, and you come and force exact from me, if you find anything good, what is very akin to your master's gift. If you find that what you have already got from your spiritual master, and similar things is to be found here, then, of course, you may come and try to snatch it and distribute to the world. You have got that right.
Yeah, we are situated in Das Goswami's position, and you are situated in Shanath Goswami's position. You are forcing us to relish the nectar.
But you are active, I am passive here. I am reluctant.
That is deception.
And you are coming to me.
We are active like monkeys. Monkey is also active.
In the whatever you are giving us is spiritual. So the activity cannot be perceived in the material plane.
Yes.
But in the spiritual plane, the activity is going on, Maharaj.
So they say like that. Even my senior God brothers, they say, are of opinion.
Yes.
When they listen to me, they say that we, as if we are listening from Guru Maharaj. Some sort of peculiarity is in my chanting, my statement, the nature of my delivery about the spiritual thing. I think perhaps I always talk from above, from the plane above to that of knowledge, gyan, bhakti, transcending gyan, that is knowledge, sphere of knowledge, of consciousness. That is my channel, that never on this side, on the side of this exploitation, renunciation, and dedication. Mm. I'm always awake that I must be on the land of dedication, crossing renunciation. Mm. Positive. Renunciation is the negative. This is the negative side, it is abscissa. Mm. And then the positive side, the land of dedication, the plane of dedication. It must be of that characteristic. Whereas that is the tenor of my speech about the Absolute. So they say that as if we are hearing from Prabhupada. And when Prabhupada was also present, then also many senior sannyasins, after hearing Prabhupada's lecture, they took me to their room and asked me, what has Prabhupada said? Just repeat it. And I did as much as I could. And they appreciated. It is Prabhupada's grace, Mahaprabhu's grace. So I feel like that. But Prabhupada was mortified or sorry that is the offer. I tell you, Mark, is the offer. He asked the editor of Nadia Prakash at the time was Soman Maharaj, who is Acharya in Mayapur now. I sent an article for Nadia Prakash from Bombay about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Prabhupada told him, if you can print such articles in your paper, the standard of your paper will be higher. That remark also Prabhupada made about my article.
And he also told you that about you, he said that he's leaving his spokesman behind.
Yes. He left the word to Goswami Maharaj. Yeah, I'm satisfied that my words will be place will be hereafter. After going through my poem about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Yad dham nakhalu dham dham nigame brahmeti tvankhayati yasyang shasya kalaiva kisra nigare yogeshware mityati vaikunthi paramukta bhinga charano narayano yas tasyang shri bhagavan swayam rasugopu krishna bhavam tatpata. Prabhupada took that he would not sell my things in a black market very cheaply. He knows the standard. After crossing Brahma, Paramatma, Narayan, then Krishna. Viraja Brahma Lok Bhedi Parabhum Pai, Taveja Tadupari Golok Vrindavan, Krishna Charan Kalpa Vrikhi. And then there is the Goloka, then Madhur Rasa, and then Radha Dasya, the highest and of the whole Gaudiya Sampradaya, Radha Dasya. That was represented in the last stanza. Siyo Uranumatam Sarupaditam, and very beautifully, and very the adjustment was very nice. Sri Gauranumatam, Sarup Viditam, Rupagraji. These are the qualifications of Radha Dasya, sanctioned by Gauranga and appreciated by, and that is thoroughly known by Sarup Damodar and appreciated by Sanatan Goswami, and it was distributed by Rupa Goswami and Raghunatham. Raghunath tested it and again developed it. And Jiva Goswami came to protect it from other, that it may not be mixed with other alloyed things. So protection from the scriptures and the reason was given by Jiva Goswami and Valadev, others, Jivadvai. And that was read by Uddhava and Brahma, Shiva and others. That were from, they showed their respect from far away, the Radha Dasya. And you, Thakur Bhaktivinoda, you can, what to say, what wonder that you can distribute that very thing to all. He was so great. The Ramanuja Madhvacharya, the Acharya of the Bhakti school, devotional school, but their strata, their plane is Dwar. And what you have given, that is the highest and acquaintance is like this. So step by step, the development was shown there. Though it is a Kabbo poem, but still, as in Srimad Bhagavatam, both the Tattva and Kabbo, poetry as well as Vijaya Chakiki wale argument, this
conclusion,
philosophical ontology. Poetry and ontology mixed together. So Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavat is of that type, both poetry as well as ontology. And in my style also, poetry as well as ontology is mixed. No, not only poetry, but ontology is there and the poetry is also there. That is the characteristic of my Sanskrit verses. Premadhama Stotra, both the ontological aspect as well as the life of Mahaprabhu has been given there. It is found in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Srimad Bhagavatam, also they deal with this, both poetry as well as ontology, because the presentation combined. So Prabhupada was very much satisfied. with my writings.
In one of your writings, you have mentioned the spiritual identity of Bhaktivinod Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj. You know that poem I'm talking about?
Kamala Priya Nayana. Guna Manjari Gori Ma Guna. Hari Vashana Bhaya.
Vajakanu na Bahumanu.
Kamala Priya Nayana.
Kamala Priya Nayana. Kamala means Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Kamala Manjari. Bahumanu Kamala. And very favorite to Kamala Manjari, that is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and who is always trying to enchant the good qualities of Guna Manjari, and thereby he is constructing as if a room where Hari can live, Krishna can live. A tabu equivalent, tent. So, gun means thread. Thread means gun, and also gun means quality. So, with the gun or gunamanjari, where the chanting the qualities of gunamanjari, his Gurudev, with that guna, he is preparing a tent where is asking Krishna to live that within the feast of Guna Manjari, his Gurudev. That is mentioned there. And also, and Sujanat Buddha, there I have mentioned Gurudev is then Chiro Gaura Janasraya Vishya Guru. Though you are eternal master general of the Gaudiya camp, Chiro Gaura Janasraya Vishya Guru, the universal Acharya, Vishya Guru, Guru Gaura Kishura Kodashya Param, still we see in you the serving mode about your Gurudev, Gaura Kishura. Being so big, still you hold the mode of serving your Guru, Dashya Param. And Paramadita Bhakti Vinoda Padam, and the great reverence for the holy connection of Sri Bhakti Vinoda Thakur, who is expressed in you. There also, and some other places also. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That was the vichar, and relatively, it was more. Connected with Gaura Kishore, relative consideration, but from absolute consideration, he has more attraction for Bhaktivinoda Thakur than that to Gaura Kishore Babaji Maharaj.
That's from the absolute
consideration. These are very subtle things, very subtle things. Sanatana Goswami, he says in Bihad Bhagavatam, when he is writing about the queens of Dwaraka, the Agrukini is such and such, Pratyavama is such and such, this is such, then he says at the time, a fellow of the street like me, now he has sat down to deal with so many higher ideals. How audacity I have got, that what I am, like an worm or insect, and I go to judge the position of Satyama Rukmini and others who love, loving affection, who bears to Krishna all these things. But this is not mine. Someone, I feel, someone has caught hold of my hand and pen and is forcing me to write all these things. It is not mine. What audacity I may have, I am going to give a comparative study of the affectionate service of the great divine queens of Krishna. Who am I? But someone is forcing my hand to write all these things. In this way it is possible. Kaviraj Goswami also say, Ei Grantha Lekhaya Mare Madan Mohan, Amar Likhan Jana. It is 100% true. This is not an hyperbolic expression. They are forced to write from above.
Sometimes.
There is such potency. There is. It is possible to have connection with them. Connection with them. They are very higher things. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
Maharaj, considering that I'm just a Malecha from the Western countries, what audacity I must have to even think I can understand something about Sanatana Goswami or these great spiritual personalities. So sometimes I wonder.
Kivajan? Yeah. The audacity?
In the same way he is saying, Sanatana Goswami is saying about Satya Baba.
যে কথাটা আপনি বললেন যে সনাতন গোস্বামী তিনি বলছেন যে হোয়াট অডাসিটি আই এম আ ম্যান ফ্রম দ্য স্ট্রিট এন্ড আই এম রাইটিং
গোয়িং টু ডিল উইথ
কম্পেয়ারিং বিটুইন দ্য কুইন্স অফ কৃষ্ণ দ্বারকা সো উইথ ইন দ্য সেম মুড শ্রীকৃষ্ণ মহারাজ অলসো ইজ ফিলিং দ্যাট আফটার অল আই এম আ লেকচার এন্ড হোয়াট অ্যান অডাসিটি দ্যাট আই এম ট্রাইং টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড সনাতন গোস্বামী এন্ড রূপ গোস্বামী অল দিস এলিভেটেড পার্সন অ্যাসোসিয়েটস অফ চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু
সো পারহ্যাপস দ্যাট প্লেনারি force is acting within you. Of course, Jami Bhishatinat, we are all discussing all these things. Is it a very easy thing for others to talk in such matters? Living, there are so many things for our enjoyment in the world of exploitation. Living all this, when I came to Prabhupada first in Calcutta. There, the Upanishad was being explained there. Urupi Pandit, there was one Pandit from Urupi, a Madhya school. He was explaining. Prabhupada was also one of the audience, and myself, and the Kalnapuri Maharaj, and one or two more. At that time I thought, what is this? The Calcutta is a town of mundane business, full of so much noise with mundane business and activities. And that ancient Tapovan, what was cultivated in ancient India, in the Tapovan we are told, and that in the busy city of Calcutta, that thing is being dealt with. That high order was cultivated in the ancient Tapovan of India amongst the rishis. And that thing is being again repeated here in this busy city of Calcutta, a mundane business. That wondered me. So, whenever and wherever Katha, that is the chanting of the qualities, and that is well, then that is good. No jatra, Vaikuntha katha sudha paga, no sadhavu. No jatra. You have to deny. No jatra Vaikuntha katha sudha paga, no sadhavu bhagavata tadasraya. Nojat Makesh Mahotsava Suresha Lokopi Nabhishava Sasai Padam. However, outwardly pure as the atmosphere may appear, but if there is no talk about Hari, that must be rejected like anything. The talk of Hari, that is the criterion of the highest plane, Harikatha, Sudhapaga, the nectar of Nirgun, that Krishna. Because the surrender is at the extreme point there, the absolute autocrat, and love begins there. Love begins. As in the Hindu system of marriage, one wife sacrificed. And then there is a possibility of appearance of love. Otherwise, a mutual contract, as in the marriage of the Christians and the Mohammedans, a contract, equal partnership, and no room of love there. The sacrifice must be in one part. Then the question of love and affection appears. The highest sacrifice of the highest degree only exacted in Goloka, in Vrindavana. So the question of love can come there only. No sacrifice, no affection, no love. According to degree of the sacrifice, dedication. Dedication is the foundation of love, of the structure of love. Without dedication, no love can stand over. The highest, the high, greatest autocrat and the greatest dedicating agent, Radha Rani, Mahabhava Swarupini. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Radhika. Why Radha Dasyam? Radha Dasyam. We are wanted to dedicate. And the dedicating highest ideal is Radharani in all respects, Madhura and Parukya, endangering all his achievement. She is approaching to be further of the greatest consumer autocrat Krishna. The dedication in its zenith there only. And her company in any way, a slight company or her connection will purify us, our adherence should go that side. That should be the consider of the highest wealth. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. And Mahaprabhu came only to prove, to show to the prove to the world the highest dignity of Radharani. Yadi gaur na ho to kamana hoi to kamane dhori tam dehi. Those that are closely connected to the Radharani, it is their statement. Our heart's nectar has been taken out here by Mahaprabhu. Our greatest admirer, our canvasser. Vasu goes, the Sakhi, one of the Sakhi. The what we possess in our bosom is so valuable. And Gauranga has come to establish in the market that our heart's wealth is of the highest type of wealth. If he did not come to express this to the world, then how could we live? Our life would have been impossible. If the greatness of our mistress should not be showed, blessed in such high standard, then how could we bear our life? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
You said once that for someone to change their rasa, that's very rare.
Very rarely.
So when Mahaprabhu came and Anarpita Chirim Chirakaranayavatirna Kalo, with this Madhurya Rasa, was he giving opportunity for jivas to be promoted to Madhurya Rasa? Because he is distributing those sentiments.
He came mainly to distribute Madhurya Rasa. And automatically, other rasas, because they are living on Madhurya Rasa, they are dependent of Madhurya Rasa. Madhurya Rasa is the Mukha Rasa and the Adi Rasa. In both these important ways, Madhurya Rasa has been described. It is the first original rasa, and it is the combination of all the rasa, the Madhurya Rasa, independent rasa. All others are like satellites, Vatsalya Sakha. They are depending on this transaction, Vilas. So Mahaprabhu came to give the original, the principal thing, and all others were automatically got their justice. And so his sampradaya is known as Rupanuga. Rupa Goswami exclusively in Madhurya Rasa. Our sampradaya is known as Rupanuga.
Yes.
That we are explicitly we profess that we are in Madhurya Rasa. Then there may be some vatikram, exceptional cases. But mainly, the Rupanuga Rasa, Mahaprabhu came and the Rupanuga, all these means that they all are grahak, means purchaser, seeker of Madhurya Rasa, mainly. There may be several exception cases. And the general tenor is this, Madhurya Rasa, Rupanuga, because it is Rupanuga. Our Acharya Guru Parampara is Madhurya Rasa, Vatsalya Rasa eliminates, even Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is not in the list of Guru Parampara. The Sarup Damodar, Rup Sanatan, Raghunath, all in Madhurya Rasa Acharya. More or less, Madhurya Rasa. So mainly our sampradaya is that of Madhurya Rasa, taking to us Radha Dasya, generally. But Radha Dasya presupposes other rasa. The Madhurya Rasa presupposes all other rasa. There must be Vatsalya Rasa, must be Sakha Rasa. Krishna means such a group, not Krishna alone. He must have his paraphernalia, mother, father, and other, all these things. But Madhurya Rasa, though it is covered in disguise, but it is the main current, is there. And all other rasas are subsidiary, are helping his lila with Madhurya Rasa. They are also cannot be eliminated. They also must be there. But they are upajibba, they are living on Madhurya Rasa. The principal thing is Madhurya Rasa, and to help the transaction of Madhurya Rasa, all other rasas are necessary.
Yes.
To do their quota, to contribute their quota.
So Shanta Rasa of Goloka must be different than Shanta Rasa of Vaikuntha.
Yes, of course, different.
So they're helping to promote Madhurya Rasa?
Yes, they're also helping. Just as Radharam says in Kurukshetra, though he is that Krishna, I am that Radha, but my mind is always running towards Vrindavan, the anukul parivesh, the favorable circumstance environment. The Jamuna, the trees, the sands, all this, the birds, the mayura, all helping. All they have got their particular contribution to the Leela in different time. They are all helping. Otherwise, Vrindavan Leela is not possible. So everything has got a special serving value. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
So, our Guru Maharaj, he introduced the Rath Yatra of Jagannath in the Western countries. So I was thinking that 11 years ago I first saw that. Naturally, I had practically no idea of the spiritual significance. But by somehow coming in contact, like Rupa Goswami says, Kleshagni Shubhada Moksha. Shubhada. It is so auspicious that it seems that after some time you are drawn into some understanding of such things, as our Guru Maharaj gave Chaitanya Charitamrita.
This is all that Sukriti. Any some had some connection with the transcendental Nirguna, transcendental wave. You all have some connection with transcendental wave previously. And wherever you are, it has kept you, it has taken you floating above, very near to such thought of the Vrindavana plane, coming near to the Vrindavana. The underground activity was of previous lives were there, and that you taken you floating just near where Swami Maharaj began his preaching. The nearness to the capacity of acceptance of his words, that sort of merit has already was within you, and in the variegated nature, and that has taken you to appreciate. Otherwise it is not possible. Nirguna, connection with Nirguna.
I was reading Srimad Bhagavatam and I was wondering one thing, both the Mathur Vipra and Bob Kumar, in the beginning they didn't have any knowledge about Vrindavan. Or
in the beginning,
they did not have any understanding of the spiritual nature, but still they were interested, and that's how they were approaching towards the spiritual goal. Now, while reading that, I was wondering whether this knowledge about the spiritual nature, the beforehand, if we have the knowledge, whether it will stand as an obstruction.
You see, they had some previous connection with things, acquaintances with things of Nirguna world, of the hazy world. Otherwise, how, when they are connected in their gradual improvement in a place, and after experience of some time, it does not have any charm. Then the occasion comes from the higher one agent, comes in their connection, and he is taken to that place. And again, after leaving, passing some time in that plane, he feels unsatisfied. Then some connection from upper agent comes there, and he goes there. What does it mean? That the background is such that though they are going gradually externally, but some backing, some healthy backing is there, that whatever is late is not satisfied. Then again, in this way, in the highest position, only they could get their fulfillment. Sukriti, that background, that was there. Adu Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha. From there it has been begun. But Shraddha, how Shraddha is produced? Satsanga prapati pungi sukrite purva sangha sanchitai. That we meet a proper sadhu, it is not a chance coincidence, but it is the result of the previous sukriti. Sukriti, what is sukriti? Our connection with the playing of service, dedication, and not of this mantra of the land of exploitation or renunciation. That is called sukriti. Okay? Who?
Oh, sir.
Huh?
So, in the same way, it is our causeless good fortune that we have got your connection and association.
Swami Maharaj, and now he is departed, and you have come here, and he also told about that in some way or other. Anyhow, we are connected, and this talk is going on. The phrase of Radharani, which proves the highest attainment. Anyhow, we are arisen in such a way that we have got the advantage of, we are forced to talk about Radharani and our greatness and all these things. There are so many, maybe so many engagements, but anyhow, by their grace, we are engaged in the topic of the highest order to our realization. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare Gaur, Gaur. Prem Rasa Sima Radharo Mahima Jagati Janatoki. Dedication. Bhakti means dedication. Parabhakti, madhbhaktiṃ davati parāṁ, brahma-bhūta, attained a spiritual position fully, placed on spiritual plane, brahma-bhūta, that he crossed the mundane, and had got his identification with pure conscious unit, and prasanna-ātmā, a sort of self-satisfaction is there. No sochati, no gangsati, in reference with the mundane boss and again, indifferent, no sochati, no gangsati. Samasarvishu, bhutishu, considering the worldly persons, they are neutral, not contributing any mundane help to any other person. Sarvishu, bhutishu. And they are all equal in soul consideration. In conscious consideration, they are all the unit of soul. Samasvarvishu bhuteshu. Madhbhaktiṃ lavati parāṁ. Then he is in a position to go to the to my real affectionate or love quarter. Madhbhaktiṃ lavati parāṁ. Her feature, he gets my whatever higher devotional service. They are eligible. And from this position, they are really eligible to to search or to advance towards the land of my dedication, of my devotion, of the service. But bhakti lahati param. The bhakti is always about the land of renunciation. We must take it granted for always that it is chinmayi, never mundane. Bhakti, dedication to the country, dedication to the society, to the nation, to the family. This is all extended selfishness. For a few years I joined Gandhi movement, non-cooperation. And then came to Gaudiya Math. Then I had to fight with the same people. Same people of same nature. And my weapon was extended selfishness. That's a very helpful weapon. The extended selfishness to identify with the country, to identify with the body, bodily comfort, then to, extended to the family, to the village, to the clan, and to the country. But there clash between the greater units. Hindustan, Pakistan, then Europe, Asia, they fight with one another. The clash is inevitable on the extended selfishness. The lover of the patron, philanthropist, all extended selfishness. Nothing less than identification with the infinite can get us proper relief. All, and no number of finite can make infinite. So from the beginning, the brain of infinite should be taken out. I shall begin from here by extending the area of our activity. We shall reach one day to the infinite. That is not possible. Because no number of infinite can make finite can make infinite. So from the beginning, that comes from higher to lower, Sauta Pantha, the method of descent, a deduction, deductive method. And we have to submit to that. And he is trying to give himself, to reveal himself. We must connect with him. We must sell our head there. That is the only way. Sauta Pantha, Vedic. And that depends upon Ajnata Sukriti, Jnata Sukriti, then Shraddha. That if I do my duty towards that that wonderful one, my duty is done to the whole. And more than that. Whatever you can conceive, that is in my one part. I am such. So begin there, not any part. No part can be any important part in him. Always transcending, transcending. Dovd Hari Bola. Nidai Dovd Hari.
So Maharaj, in Vira Bhagavatamrita again, saying that when the Gopu Kumar was going through the eight layers of prakriti, outer layers, Maya, that in the causal layers of Maya, then he was getting rid of his physical concept, like the earth, water, fire, air, ether, and then ahunkar, mohutattu, and then ultimately prakriti. So then in that layer, he got rid of his false ego, or the mundane concept of his identity. And then from there he started to develop his spirit. So does that mean that unless and until we go through those layers of Maya and go really out of Maya?
Sometimes unconsciously we pass over that.
Achha.
By the help of Sadhu Sangha, the Sankirtan, all these things, its progress is such, unconsciously we pass those very subtle different status of Maya. There are, but just as Satapata Vedhanai, the 100 lotus, lotus equivalent, that petal, that is pierced by a needle. It takes no time, and unconsciously, within a very short time, the hole is penetrated. But if we find, analyze, we see 100. So something like that. Unconsciously, we may pass through. Different status.
You quoted that verse. Once you quoted the verse of Prabodhananda Saraswati.
If we walk, our progress is very slow. But horse riding, quick. And the aeroplane, in no time we pass so many provinces. Something like that. What do you say?
You quoted the verse once.